Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Like, you know, don't listen to anyone. Everybody's scared. You know, everyone tells you how things worked out, but it worked out for you that way. So don't listen to anyone because their experience is unique to who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then a lot of people will try to put their fears on you. You can't do that. No, you can't do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they just projecting. They're putting things that they don't believe that they can do on you.
These are people that come from the same place that I come from. And we're talking about Can I Live? And I'm singing that song. And people are looking at me like, I understand. I feel you. Do you understand how much you've affected my life? Or people that listen to my albums that get them through situations, you know, and even illegal activities, if we're being honest, you know. Change is cool to cop, but more important is lawyer fees. That statement alone changed how people went about, you know, their movements.
Right.
I've heard this many times. This is not me just saying this. I've heard people come to me like, man, that line was so powerful for me. It made me put things in perspective. I had a 600 Benz that I was driving up to the projects in my mother's house, but I didn't have any lawyer money. You know, it made me prioritize my life. There's a knowing in being an artist. There's a knowing. You can't guess. You can't think. There's a knowing. You have to know that even if it doesn't work today, tomorrow, this artist that I play that weren't popular at the time, that I play more than I play current artists. Shuggie Otis, I suggest you just go look up Shuggie Otis. He was amazing at the time. You got to know Shuggie Otis? And at the time, it wasn't this hugely popular thing. I think when it all said and done, we would play that music more than any other music, right? So you have to have this knowing that, okay, it may not work today, it may not work tomorrow, but this is the right thing, and this is what I'm doing, and this is what's feeding me. So that would be the best advice that I can give you, that knowing. Just believe in what you're doing. And if you don't believe in it, then you're not doing it. You haven't figured out the thing that you do best yet. When you feel it and when you know, no one can tell you. You only have to be right once.
What matters is, you know, the people who are sparked by it and the people who are, like, offended by it. It doesn't matter. Fuck you, you know, like, because it's about motivating the doers. And anyone that wants to sit around and talk, they're doing too much time. They're taking too much time talking about it. Instead of getting up off their and following their dream, because I'm here to follow my dream.
You know, my uncle, he was telling me, like, my uncle said I'd never sell a million records. I sold a million records like a million times. You know, so I'm his nephew. I don't think he meant any malice.
He wanted the best for you, but
he just was
didn't
projecting
believe.
His fears right. And things that, are you crazy? How are you going to do that? How? You know, I'm sure there's things that I do now that he can't believe that I was able to accomplish. He couldn't even see it at the time. So he was just projecting, putting his fears on me. So the whole thing is just, you know, and always believe you're great even before anybody else believes it.
You know, most people that were successful growing up from where I was from never came back. So it was never a dialogue on how'd you do it, what happened. There was no mentoring program there. There was no going back and grabbing a person and teaching them, you know, trade or, you know, what it is that you do, and then that person go back and grab two people, and then, you know, and it goes from there. So
People don't stand up and protect their dreams. People are too scared of getting, you know, spoofed in a way. And the irony of it is so many people that are creatives, think about a creative person in school. When you picture them, you probably picture them all the way in the back of class, sketching or maybe getting beat up. And I'm the one creative. And this is the reason why I went on stage. This is the reason why I did this, because creatives have got beat up my entire life. And there's moments where I stood up to drug dealers in Chicago and said, you can't have my publishing, come and kill me. Do whatever you're gonna do, but you're not going to bully me. You're not gonna to stop me, because my mother made me believe in myself. No matter how many people tell me, stop believing in yourself. Stop saying what you can do. Stop affirming what you're gonna do and then completing that in real life. That's the improper way to do it. I refuse to follow those rules that society has set up and the way that they control people with low self-esteem, with improper information, with branding, with marketing. I refuse to follow those rules. It's about truth. It's about information. It's about awesomeness. And the only luxury is time. The time you spend with your family. That's the only luxury to this concept of luxury.
You know, my first album, I came out, I was 26. And I had seen so many things in the street. So my attitude was like, man, I've seen so much. And, you know, I don't have anything to prove. I know who I am. I'm a very self-aware person. You know, so when you're self-aware, even when you're dealing with someone's ego, you know when to allow it to... You allow their ego to live in its own space. You know, the problem is when you engage that energy, that's when there's a problem. If you engage the ego with your ego, then it's like, okay, now something has to happen. It could keep escalating to a level that can be irreversible. You know, but if you don't engage the ego, if you know how to manipulate or play around with the ego, and you give light back to darkness,
right?
It's very difficult.
People don't know how to take that, especially at a younger age. Now, when they're a bit older, they can probably understand what you're doing. But if you're in a room and people are bringing all of that wild energy into a room, and you just take a step back into the shadow a little bit, just let them do that, they would almost take offense. They're like, why are you playing along? Why are you getting involved in this? Did you have experiences like that where people thought, I don't know how to take Jay. I don't know how to deal with Jay. He doesn't engage with us on that level.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, and a lot of times that also can be, you can misinterpret that as arrogance. You know,
yeah, in its own way.
If someone doesn't engage you in the way that you believe they should, and he was like, he's arrogant, he's act like he's above everybody. Yeah. Like, no, I just don't want to argue with you about stupid shit. I just really don't have time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I made it not as a diss record, I made it as a challenge to the music industry. Like, let's not get stuck on one thing. Let's, you know, rap music is about diversity. Like, if you know, you got on those Nikes, I'm just rock, you know, Dunks. And it's all about everyone contribution. You know, you had Tribe, Ice Cube, Public Enemy. At the same time, it was Digital Underground. It's just so many different. I had every album. You know, it was all different types of sounds and approaches, but it was still great music. I'm not just, you know, auto-tune is bad. You know, there are songs that have auto-tune that I love, but when everyone jumps on this bandwagon and everyone tries to make the same exact record, I mean, I heard that record from T-Pain, I liked it. I don't want to hear it 100 times from 100 different artists. Like, I want to hear different stuff.
The codes of that, go listen to all my music. It's the codes of self-esteem. It's the codes of who you are. If you're a Kanye West fan, you're not a fan of me, you're a fan of yourself. You will believe in yourself.
Class is the new way to discriminate against people, to hold people down, to hold people in their place based on where their kids go to school, how much money they make, where they drive, where they live, and what type of clothes they have, and how much, you know, how much they have in their account for, you know, retirement. To somehow say that this person right here means more than this person. Like, I tweeted, you know, Black Lives Matter, but, you know, all lives matter. Like, my doorman is more important to me than any head of any company. He keeps us safe. My driver keeps us safe and goes to work every day. The guy painting the windows, you know, at the house, you know, when we change them from white to chocolate brown, or, you know, what the architect suggested. he is just as important as anyone else that walks in that house and grabs a glass of champagne.
You want to unleash that talent, your mind lets it go, you know, because it's there. You have to have the belief that when you draw from that well of talent, that it's going to be there. You have to have that belief that when you go into the basket, no one that's on that court can stop you. When everyone's on the court, they're coming for you. When the opposing player walks into that arena, they're thinking about upstaging you. You're like a trophy to them. They're thinking, if I'm better than this guy, if the spotlight turns on me. So you know you're a superstar because you're a marked man, everyone's coming.
They don't even realize that when they box me in or try to verbally put me in some type of box or put Donda in a box, that they're really showing their level of ignorance. They're putting themselves in a box. And, you know, people can write all they want, but what are people doing? And if there's anybody that's out there doing, they know how hard it is to actually do. And I'm like a motivation of the doers. If everything I did failed, which it doesn't, it actually succeeds, but if everything I did failed, just the fact that I'm willing to fail is an inspiration. People are so scared to lose that they don't even try.